Our guest today is Dr. Deborah Short, Senior Research Associate at the Center for Applied Linguistics and Director of Academic Language Research and Training. Dr. Short co-developed the SIOP model and has directed quasi-experimental and experimental research on English language learners. Her publications include articles in TESOL Quarterly, Journal of Educational Research, Educational Leadership, and several ESL series for National Geographic Hampton Brown, including Edge, Inside, Reach, High Point, and Avenues. Dr. Short, why is the integration of language and content important?
Hello, Barbara. Thank you for letting me talk about this area, which is very close to my heart. I've spent a couple of decades looking at the integration of language and content, and I'd like to share at least five reasons that I find this practice to be very important. First of all, we know from research that in second language acquisition, that language is acquired more readily when students are engaged with authentic and meaningful tasks. And really, what could be more meaningful than the content that is happening in the elementary schools all around them in their classrooms? A second reason is that students nowadays are really being held accountable to the standards. They're being held accountable before they're even proficient in English, but they are being tested quite often in English. As a result, that integration of language and content is really critical to help them be successful with these accountability measures. A third reason has to do with motivation. Young English language learners really want to be involved in schooling. They see what their classmates who might be native English speakers are doing, and they want to participate. So the content helps motivate them for its both social and cognitive dimensions, and it also gives them a reason to develop their language skills. A fourth reason is that reading, writing, listening, and speaking can be integrated in language and content practices in a way that really deepens the student's understanding of the content that's being studied, but also of the language that's being practiced. We know from second language research that if you speak about a topic and then you write about it, your writing will be stronger than if you just started writing from the beginning, let's say. Or if you read about a topic and then you talk about it, again, there's a very synergistic phenomenon that takes place. When you integrate those different language skills with content learning, you're providing more bites at the learning apple for the students. And then finally, a fifth important reason has to do with the kind of instruction that can take place readily in an integrated language and content classroom. And this is that opportunity to teach language learning and content learning strategies to students. We know that even if they're with the ESL teacher for part of the day, they have to continue learning on their own when they're in the other parts of the school, whether they're with their mainstream classroom teacher or they're with an elective teacher. And if we have that opportunity to teach those learning strategies through integrated language and content, we provide them more resources to be successful, both in school and out of school.
Thanks, Deborah. The solution you presented is content-based ESL instruction. But how is content-based ESL implemented by elementary teachers?
Content-based ESL is very important for the students to be successful in school. The teachers who are working with them will have to start off by looking at the grade level ESL or English language proficiency standards in all of the language domains, the listening, speaking, the reading, and the writing, and all of the different elements of English. I mean, we have to think about vocabulary, syntax, grammar, usage, mechanics, and other conventions. So teachers, as they're developing content-based ESL lessons, really keep in mind the language goals for their students. One way that a lot of the elementary teachers begin is with thematic units. They look at ways to bring in science and social studies and mathematics all around a theme for the students that will support their English language development. These units can be used both to help provide background knowledge for the mainstream classroom that the students might be in, or just to teach academic tasks that students are expected to know. I mean, really think about it. Students from, say, grades 3 and higher the mainstream, the regular classroom teachers might assume that they already know certain things. They might know what an outline is. They might know what a timeline is. But some of our English language learners may not have ever had the experience of being taught those things. So within the context of a content-based ESL class, they can learn those kinds of academic tasks, and those activities can support their development. Another thing that content-based ESL teachers really want to keep in mind as they're implementing this is that for a number of students who might have not have literacy in their first language, or the literacy is in a language that is not very similar to English, they need to teach them phonics. They need to give them phonemic awareness, decoding skills, learning just, in some cases, the letter-sound connections that are important to be successful in our schools.
Thanks, Deborah. You provided some great examples so that teachers understand how content-based ESL is implemented. Now let's move into delivery. How is content-based ESL delivered to students?
At the elementary level, the delivery of content-based ESL varies widely across the country, in fact. In some cases, in fact, probably in most of the cases, ESL classes are pullouts. There is an ESL teacher who takes some of the students who are learning English from the regular grade level classroom and works with them in a different setting for 20 minutes to an hour, depending on how that is developed with a daily schedule. Within that, then the ESL teacher would have the content-based ESL lessons that he or she is delivering to the students. Ideally, the ESL teacher is working in collaboration with the grade-level classroom teacher so that the topics can be similar or the tasks that need to be developed can be taught through the ESL class to the students before they have to use them in the mainstream class. Another way that we see elementary ESL content-based lessons take place is with a self-contained